On this week's Trivia Night,
run, Rudolph, run!
It's time for Favorite Christmas Songs Trivia. That dang Jack Frost is just nipping at your nose again, Trivia Heads, and welcome to another brand new episode of Trivia Night, the best trivia show on the planet, and the only show you need to test your knowledge on all the facts that's fit to print. I am your host, Philip Tricky, and I'm coming to you from Trivia Night World Headquarters in Dayton, Ohio, birthplace of aviation. Back off, North Carolina. You're nothing but a middleman when it comes to flight. Each week, I grab 10 questions from our Trivia Game of the Week, taken from CrowdPer's extensive trivia library that's updated every week with brand new trivia games just like this one. These games are perfect for events, meetings, parties, presentations, gatherings, what have you. If only there were an upcoming holiday where those various gatherings might be happening. The best part? It's free! Stick around to find out more. On this week's episode, it's time to deck the halls with boughs of trivia featuring freshly fallen questions about your favorite Christmas songs. Get ready to Mannheim steamroll your way through our collection of classic carols and holiday standards, because we're jingling all the way in a manger with Favorite Christmas Songs Trivia on Trivia Night. Here's how it works. I got 10 questions. I know you got 10 answers, so don't even. You've also got about 15 seconds before I swoop in with the correct answer. Why do I do it? Because CrowdPer Santa's trivia sack is practically bursting with holiday good times. Count us in, little drummer boy, because it's time to rock around the trivia tree. Fa la 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 la, let's play! Alright, it's time to kick some tires and light some fires with Favorite Christmas Songs Trivia on Trivia Night. Question 1. What are the cattle doing in the Christmas carol Away in a Manger? Is it A, mooing, B, sowing, C, lowing, or D, growing? A, mooing, B, sowing, C, lowing, or D, growing? What are those crazy cattle doing in Away in a Manger? The correct answer is C, they're lowing. That just means a little low mooing kind of sound, but those pesky cattle are lowing and it wakes up the little baby Jesus in the traditional Christmas carol, Away in a Manger. Question 2. What is the English translation of the Latin carol, Adeste Fidelis? Is it A, Joy to the World, B, O Come All Ye Faithful, C, Hark the Herald Angels Sing, or D, O Come Emmanuel? A, Joy to the World, B, O Come All Ye Faithful, C, Hark the Herald Angels Sing, or D, O Come Emmanuel? What is the English translation of the Latin Adeste Fidelis? The correct answer is B, O Come All Ye Faithful, Joyful and Triumphant. All my Latin speakers out there should know that fidelity is the same as faithfulness. Adeste Fidelis. Come all ye faithful. That hymn was composed in 1741. Faithful been coming around for more than 300 years, almost 300 years. All right, moving on to question 3. Now, question 3 is a fill in the blank. I'm not giving you any answer options, so you're just going to have to run down that hall that you just decked with all the trivia, reach into those boughs, and find the answer to this one. So here we go with a fill in the blank. Question 3. In the traditional English carol, how many ships come sailing in on Christmas Day in the morning? Again, your question is, in the traditional English carol, how many ships come sailing in on Christmas Day in the morning? You guys know this one. I saw how many ships come sailing in? The correct answer is 3. I saw 3 ships come sailing in on Christmas Day in the morning. Question 4. What 1970s rocker partnered with Bing Crosby on 1977's Peace on Earth, Little Drummer Boy? Was it A, Freddie Mercury, B, Elton John, C, David Bowie, or D, Rod Stewart? A, Freddie Mercury, B, Elton John, C, David Bowie, or D, Rod Stewart? Which of these 1970s rockers partnered up with Bing Crosby for Peace on Earth, Little Drummer Boy in 1977? The correct answer is C. It's Mr. David Bowie. The 1982 single version of Peace on Earth, Little Drummer Boy is one of the best-selling singles of David Bowie's career. Bing Crosby might be a little responsible for that. Let's just not give all the credit to David Bowie, okay? Bing Crosby's got a big old fan base. Moving on to question five. Question five is a reorder. I'm going to read you the question, give you four answer options, and you just need to put these in the correct order. So here we go with a reorder question five. List these items from the last 4 days of the 12 days of Christmas in chronological order. And your items are Lords, Pipers, Ladies, and Drummers. Again, your four items are Lords, Pipers, Ladies, and Drummers. Move these around. These are the last four gifts on the 12 days of Christmas. I just want you to put them in correct order. And that correct order is Ladies, Lords, Pipers, and Drummers. They got 9 ladies dancing, 10 lords a-leaping, 11 pipers piping, and 12 drummers drumming. They finally moved off the birds that were so prevalent in the first 4 days of Christmas. Question 6. What guitar legend suggests that Santa take the freeway down in 1958's Run Rudolph Run? Was it A, B.B. King, B, Chuck Berry, C, Bo Diddley, or D, Buddy Guy? A, B.B. King, B, Chuck Berry, C, Bo Diddley, or D, Buddy Guy? Which of these guys suggested Santa take the freeway down in 1958's Run Rudolph Run? The correct answer is B. It's Chuck Berry. Hey, Chuck, it's me, your cousin Marvin. Marvin Berry? You know that new Christmas sound you've been looking for? Well, listen to this. Question 7. Which of these superheroes is said to smell in common parody versions of Jingle Bells? Is it A, Superman, B, Batman, C, Spider-Man, or D, Ant-Man? A, Superman, B, Batman, C, Spider-Man, or D, Ant-Man? Which of these superheroes is most frequently said to smell in parodies of Jingle Bells? The correct answer is B. It's Batman. According to many a parody on the playground, Jingle Bells, Batman Smells, and Robin Laid an Egg. Question 8. Hope you guys know more Latin, because here we go with some more Latin love. What popular Christmas hymn features the Latin chorus Gloria in Excelsis Deo? Is it A, Hark the Herald Angels Sing, B, O Come Emmanuel, C, Angels from the Realms of Glory, or D, Angels We Have Heard on High? A, Hark the Herald Angels Sing, B, O Come Emmanuel, C, Angels from the Realms of Glory, or D, Angels We Have Heard on High? Which of these popular Christmas hymns features the Latin chorus Gloria in Excelsis Deo? The correct answer is D. It's Angels We Have Heard on High. You most likely have heard that chorus, and it sounds like Gloria. I'm not even going to finish it. You guys get the idea. Let's keep it going here with question 9. Whose 1970 Spanish language hit Feliz Navidad finally hit the Billboard charts more than 2.5 decades after it was released? Is it A, Julio Iglesias, B, Jose Feliciano, C, Richie Valens, or D, John Cicada? A, Julio Iglesias, B, Jose Feliciano, C, Richie Valens, or D, John Cicada? Who wrote the 1970 Spanish language hit Feliz Navidad? The correct answer is B. It's Jose Feliciano. Feliz Navidad came out in 1970 and it did not chart on Billboard until 1998. Here's a little fun fact about me. Around my house during the Christmas season, my nickname is Felipe Navidad. Any other dads out there named Philip? You can take that information and run with it. It certainly will brighten your Christmas. Now, before we go a-wassailin' with the last question, do you have an upcoming event or meeting just itching to be more interactive and entertaining? Did you know that you can host your own trivia game like this with CrowdPur? We've got over 1,500 original games just like this in our trivia library. They're loaded up with GIFs, images, videos, and more. Or write your own game on whatever topic you want. You can upload videos, images, your logo, question notes, whatever you've got. Our team mode is perfect for, what are those things called when you get your teams to work together? Like you're building something? It'll come to me. Players join in on their devices, either in person or virtually, and you kick back while they compete for spots atop our real-time rankings leaderboard. There's even a free forever basic plan to get started quickly. So add some fun to your next live, virtual, or hybrid event with CrowdPur. You little tots with your eyes all aglow may find it hard to sleep, but we've got one more trivia chestnut roasting on this fire. So let's wrap it up and put a bow on it with question 10. What classic crooner composed the Christmas song, commonly referred to as Chestnuts Roasting on an Open Fire? Was it A, Tony Bennett, B, Frank Sinatra, C, Mel Torme, or D, Nat King Cole? A, Tony Bennett, B, Frank Sinatra, C, Mel Torme, or D, Nat King Cole? Which one of these classic crooners composed the Christmas song, aka Chestnuts Roasting on an Open Fire? The correct answer is C. It's Mel Torme, the Velvet Fog himself. You might think it was Nat King Cole because the Nat King Cole Trio recorded and popularized the Christmas song in 1945, but the tune itself was composed by Mel Torme. Well, jingle my bells and Feliz my Navidad. That is our show for the week. Please, please, please do me a favor. Rate and review this show on Apple, Spotify, iHeart, or wherever you listen to your podcasts. Connect with our social media on Instagram and Twitter. We are at CrowdPur, where you'll find daily updates, new trivia questions, and a whole lot more. Lastly, do check out CrowdPur.com to create and host your own live trivia show just like this. Thank you so much for listening and playing. My name is Philip Tricky, and join us right here next week for another brand new episode of Trivia Night.